A new program designed to support students who are single parents has begun on the campus of Eastern Kentucky University. As WEKU's Mary Meehan reports, Scholar House is about much more than housing.
The fresh paint on each apartment door is a bright yellow, teal, or purple. But just outside the wide, grassy courtyard, the patches of reddish mud along the sidewalks show that construction on the Scholar House and the EKU parking garage is not over quite yet. EKU student April Akari is already settling into her new two-bedroom apartment. As we are talking, her three kids are playing, toys are scattered everywhere, and of course, the most favored make noise. Akari is 23. She has attended EKU before. She enrolled after excelling in high school. She hoped to study forensic science, but during her first semester, she discovered she was pregnant. Still, she tried to stay in school.
So I just wanted to, like, finish it out, which that didn't happen, you know. But I just wanted to get an education so that I could support my kids, and I knew that I could. I wouldn't have to, you know, bounce from job to job, you know, fast food and factories and stuff like that.
One of her biggest challenges was transportation, even though she lived in Richmond.
My mom was my only means of transportation, and she was, like, helping my brother and my aunt get back and forth to work and school also. So that didn't work out because of that.
But Akari heard about the Scholar House and was one of the first to put in an application. She wanted to give her children stability and show them how important education can be. Melissa Gross is director of EKU's Scholar House. Over the 10 years the program was being developed, the focus has always been on helping student parents become self-sufficient.
It's the balance of trying to be a parent and working some and just doing the day-to-day.
To help with that balance, there's a daycare facility and study room on the property, individual monthly meetings to troubleshoot any kind of issues, and the parents are encouraged also to support each other. The unexpected always happens with kids.
So, you know, many of them, I've got to go to class, it's all figured out, and you wake up the next morning and your daughter has a temperature of 102, and what do you do? And how do you manage that? And they are great problem solvers, all overachievers, and that's what we want. We know they'll be successful.
But the Scholar House staff are available to help with resources like tutoring. They also connect the parents with nonprofits that can help with day-to-day needs like food assistance or furniture. Gross says if parents are successful, their children will be successful as well.
We believe that Scholar House is the way to reach two generations at a time and push them towards self-sufficiency. That's the ultimate goal for everybody.
As Gross says goodbye to Akari, a member of that next generation, her daughter, Christabel, breaks her silence for the first time.
Can you say bye, Christabel? Say bye-bye.
And for Gross, getting to be around kids like Christabel is one of the perks of her job.
My favorite part of this has literally been the noise of the kids. I love that. Because when they're together, they're all laughing. They're always fun, glad to see each other. I can't wait till that lawn is full of somebody kicking a soccer ball from one end to the other.
The Scholar House serves both EKU students and a few students from other colleges nearby. There's a total of 38 apartments. Most have been filled, but Gross says there are still a few spots available. I'm Mary Meehan for WEKU.